Once again, there are calls in Milwaukee for better police-community relations. The officer shooting of Dontre Hamilton in a downtown park sparked this latest cry for change. Years ago, following another citizen death in police custody, we sought the perspective of William Gore. He was the second black person to serve on the city's Fire and Police Commission, starting in 1973. We asked Gore about earlier police-community relations in the city. He's lived here since the late 50s.
Milwaukee's police department had a strong national reputation for a period of time. Plus, the city was viewed by a lot of people in the city and outside of the city as one of the safest in America. So the police department had some strong points, which fed the notion, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But while that was happening, the demographics in the community were changing quite a bit. You know, blacks were moving in, their numbers were growing to a lesser extent, but also significantly, Hispanics were beginning to move in. There had been American Indians all the time, weren't paying any attention to the demographics to an extent. And so slowly but surely, the police department was reaching the point where it was not able to relate effectively to significant segments of the community with emphasis on minority group people. And further, the majority of people were not bothered by the fact that blacks were bottled up in the central city in a ghetto. Like the citizens were defeated persons who needed to be kept in their place. That was one of the raps, large and growing, on the police department.
Did it take public pressure to force change?
Well, the civil unrest was part of it. The Fire and Police Commission was set up in Wisconsin in 1885. It was not until 1968 that there was a black person who was a member of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission. And that occurred primarily because in 1967 there had been civil unrest in Milwaukee. It was clear to thinking people, like, for example, the then mayor of Milwaukee, Henry Meyer, that we had a problem, a race problem, a segregation problem. And one of the demands from the black community was that, among other things, a black person be placed on the Fire and Police Commission. And the next time there was an opening, that occurred. The court action, the police department and the Fire and Police Commission were, in effect, defendants who were being ordered to desegregate the police department. The court had mandated that every time you put three majority persons into the workforce, that there would be two minorities, given the life of the court order. That was a part of the pressure. So I would say, yes, it did take a certain amount of pressure. Intelligent people, and there were inside of the police department, the Fire and Police Commission, also recognized that they weren't able to be as effective as they would like to be without making some changes. So some changes were in motion, where a lot of preventive things can take place.